So, ladies and gentlemen, with me now, Warren Coles from Linpus Technologies from Taiwan. Before I start, please allow to have a short look back in time. You started, as far as I figured out from your brochure, in 2000 at GUI Platform Solution. 3 years later, Linpus was the distribution of the Taiwanese government. In 2007, you have sold and bundled more than 5 million devices with Linpus Linux. That's what I call a story of success. Could you give us an idea how you made this?
Because we're a Taiwanese-based company, it's no secret that most of the world's manufacturers are actually in Taiwan. We've always had excellent relations with those people. We're just down the road, and all the main manufacturers have looked to us because they know we speak the same language and we can solve problems quickly. And we grew from there, and they've trusted us to be the Linux, the one-stop Linux provider for them.
Well, on the other hand, there are many other Linux distributions specially made for the so-called netbooks. Why should I especially use your distribution, Linpus? What separates your Linux from other Linux distributions for netbooks?
For netbooks in particular, we've spent a lot of time to improve the user experience, to make much easier for you to get online and to manipulate your online data, your social networking data. We have what we call our live desktop application, which collects together your social networks, your webmail, your recent websites. You can log in, and from one interface, you can download your tweets, your Facebook information, and also see your webmail. So there's no need to open the browser every time you want to use your device. Every time you want to check your Facebook information.
Okay. Let's start with Linpus Linux OS that you deliver in two modes. One is the desktop mode, a clutter-based UI with 2D and 3D animation effects. And on the other hand, you have a simple mode with XFCE. So in many cases, the hardware on netbooks is, as we all know, not the fastest and not the most powerful, hasn't the biggest performance. So what are the hardware requirements you recommend, respectively, the minimum hardware requirements to use your distribution?
For the specific light distribution, which has been fine-tuned and tailor-made for netbooks, about a gig is about okay, a gigabyte.
Okay. And time and speed are the main reasons, as far as I could find out, to use your distribution.
Well, really, our light distribution has, as I've outlined before, we have a special desktop application for your online information. Also, then, we also have behind the back end our user interface. It's a very simple tab and icon-based interface, which can be easily modified by anyone. And for example, you can add another three categories to them. You can rename all your categories. You can drag and drop all the icons. So, for example, if you like games, you can name all your tabs games, one to six, or games. Get rid of the icons, programs you don't want, to the last tab. And this makes it much easier for you to use, especially if you're using a netbook, you've only got a small screen. And if you're downloading a lot of applications and they're going down to the second and third screens, that obviously is harder to find those applications. Why not just create another tab and, you know, organize as you wish, really, making it much quicker. Also, the issue of the netbook is we've been working very closely with Intel for 2 years now. We're one of the first people in the Mobilin project. We've shipped Mobilin now on Acer and Asus devices. Just go online, look for Linpus and the Mobilin, and you'll see lots of information about us basically being the first to bring out a new edition of Mobilin each time it's come along. And what we've taken from Intel there is the fast boot technology for Atom, and we've integrated it into our product. So our light distribution is not only very easy to use, but it also has the fast boot technology and also other things because of the terms around applications. We support Mobling Garage. We also have our own application store. And so, you know, we've tried to tackle this from every angle, not just in terms of user interface, but in terms of ecosystem as well, the applications and the hardware integration.
Well, as today's netbook user, you can take a choice if you want to go online. First choice is www, stands for wait till your device is booted. Or you can choose Linpus, that offers you a 3-second boot up. Sounds unbelievable, because I read it's BIOS independent. Could you maybe lift a little bit the curtain behind the secret? How does this work?
Yeah, as we said before, we actually some of the things that the BIOS would normally do into handling the printers, etc., we allow the OS to do it now. So I think with these instant-on solutions, there's a lot of them in the market. People used to at the start say, you know, the device boots in 3 seconds. Okay, I mean, what we try to do is give you two times. One is for boot, and one is to the point where you can actually open the internet and look at a website. So we say 3 seconds to boot and another 8 seconds, and then you can actually open a website. Your network manager is opened. Your wireless is on.
Okay. It's also possible to sync your data with proprietary software that runs on a very well-known operating system that I'm not allowed to call here by name. It's also possible to use it in dual boot. Is that right? Is that correct? Or is there anything I have to take an eye on if I want to do that?
No, it's fine, yes. It's all designed around dual boot, yes. So what these applications, they don't sync in the sense of continual ongoing synchronization. What they do is, if you're the dual boot solution, and is based around the fact that you've closed your computer down and you forgot a telephone number, or you forgot an email, something information in an email or a calendar appointment, and you don't want to wait for the one we can't mention to open. So you open our fast boot solution, and what we have.
Hello. Yeah, it works again.
Hello. So we have an application called Mail Sync, and what that does is it copies from your email and your calendar from Outlook before you close it down, and allows you to read that information when you open up QuickOS.
Okay. Last question. I allege that this is your first day here on CeBIT. If so, what are your expressions from this fair?
If this was my first?
Yeah. Is this your first?
No. The third year.
The third year?
Yes.
And
facing? We're always inside the Linux Open Source Park, yeah.
All right.
Last 3 years inside Open Source
facing
Park.
Facing to the history, what do you think, what's the main change between the last CeBIT and CeBIT this year for you?
No major change. I mean, we always come here because we want to reach out, just get our software in front of more people. So for us, we've had a pretty good show. Lots of people coming through the booth. And that's really our objective here, to just get our software in front of people in Germany, and hopefully just get some people interested in the company.
Okay. So to end, let's have a look in the future. If we could use the famous crystal ball here to have a look in the future, where do you think will you find yourself in 5 years? What are your plans for the future?
I mean, I think it's an exciting market now. I mean, we have the netbook market, the smart book market. We have a lot of, the big companies. We also have, of course, you have Google with their Chrome. You have, now you have Intel, et cetera, and Nokia doing their MeeGo project. I think there's really good opportunities that for Linux to get a decent market share. Well, they've already got in the netbook market, in the smart book market, I think. So we're going to be concentrating on that. This is what we've been doing up to now. And from there, where's the next kind of avenues? Smart TV, I think, is really going to be a good opportunity for Linux vendors, for all Linux vendors, I think. And also TV systems, etc. I think, next 5 years, I think there is, for the Linux people who want to do operating systems, embedded or x86, I think the best opportunities lie in those directions.
Okay, then I'm looking forward seeing, hearing, and listening from you. So I think it's now time for questions. If you have one, please ask.
No
questions? Everybody satisfied and happy? Okay, then it's my pleasure to say thanks for coming, Warren.
Thank you.
Have a nice day
stop
here.
Stop by the booth if you want. D38, 111.
Okay, thanks again for coming.